More holiday shopping, travel, and connecting online can expose more personal information. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, you won't face drained accounts or fraudulent loans alone. Go to LifeLock.com/FoxPod and save up to 25% your first year. The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more connecting online, and more personal information potentially being exposed to identity thieves. But with a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist, you don't have to face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. If your identity is stolen, they'll work to fix it, backed by the LifeLock Million Dollar Protection Package. Spend more time on more holiday fun, not identity worries. Go to LifeLock.com/FoxPod to save up to 25% your first year.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Tim Tebow's in studio. And for the first time, officially, I'm meeting his wife, Demi Lee Tebow.
Are you kidding?
Brian.
I sat next to you on a plane 2 weeks ago.
But I've never met you together.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
I never was formally introduced.
But let's be honest, Brian, you didn't even know that Demi was sitting next to you on the plane a couple weeks ago.
Well, I knew she was important. And Coley Shimkus is in studio, too, Fox Nation.
There are a couple things I need to say right now. First of all, how could you not know that this gorgeous angel was sitting next to you?
I know.
And also, about 30 seconds before we went on air, he said, all right, so sorry to ask, is the pronunciation of your name Demi? And she said it's Demi.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm going to get it wrong. And guess
yeah.
what? You got it wrong.
All right, good. So let's talk about something important. What brings you guys together at this time with Thanksgiving just hours away?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so fortunate to be able to partner with Price.com, something we believe in so much because it's an all-in-one savings platform that helps people save money, make money, or make money matter.
That's right.
And they do it with coupons, with advanced comparison shopping. They do it with cash back. And then there's over 200,000 nonprofits that are a part of it that with the money that individuals save, they can choose to give back to those nonprofits if they want.
Or they can buy another pair of shoes that we probably don't need, but there is the opportunity to
yeah.
give back to something that
matters.
And we think
it's
matters.
Really special.
Now,
yeah.
Carly, you don't like this program.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm trying to create controversy.
Okay, got it. No, I am pro-price.com, and I am pro-giving back
you
to
are.
The less fortunate. So we just had Demi and Tim on Fox and Friends, and I didn't know that Price.com was as cool as it was, where
it's
you
really
could choose.
Cool.
You could
yes.
choose to yeah. spend money on something that you've been hoping for, mm-hmm. or you can give back to a charity. And your charity is one of the 2,000 that
200,000.
Are affiliated. 200,000.
So, and they vetted them, tried to find so many of the best nonprofits to put on there. And so they even, just like they want to match you with the best, whatever you're looking for,
yeah.
what your favorites, they do the hard work for you. They've mm-hmm. also tried to do that with nonprofits to find good ones that, you know, have passed so many of the certifications and criterias. So it makes it easy for people to shop, but then give back.
See, a lot of people want to give back. They don't know how. You're saying
right.
you go here and it'll lead you there.
That's right. And one of the things I love so much about this platform is it's done the work for you. It saves you time. One of the greatest gifts we can give around this time of the year is the gift of time, right? And so instead of going store to store, platform to platform, trying to find the best price, they have done all of that work for you so that you can have more time with your family. And they also have a ton of essential shopping, you know, places.
Yes.
A grocery store, Costco's on there, you know, this time
hotels,
of the year.
Hotels, flights,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Everything that you need this time of the year to be able to be with family. They're making it easier
and
more impactful.
Yeah. So how are you guys celebrating Thanksgiving?
Well, we saw your report a little bit earlier about all the flights getting canceled,
yeah,
and we're
so
like,
we
oh,
we're making it home.
Wonderful. Yippee. So first we got to actually get home.
Get yeah. to the airport.
And then we'll have a few
and
hours at
Florida.
The house, and then we will go to the Iron Bowl for TV, for doing that for college football, ESPN,
nice.
And SEC, which that's in Alabama. And then we will be heading to Gainesville for the Florida State game Saturday night.
Because he's getting honored in the Hall of Fame. That I
no,
said that completely wrong, but
she doesn't know anything about sports.
Now, you don't know anything about football.
No, but I know a lot about rugby, so.
Yes.
Right, but
yes.
Do you care that he's getting the Hall of Fame?
Of course I
okay,
do.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, she's super supportive. She just doesn't know what it means.
She doesn't know the rules.
Yes, she doesn't know the rules.
She doesn't know the rules of the game.
Yes.
I don't know the rules. She's doing okay with that.
One time, we were at the national championship when Alabama was facing Clemson, and this is when Clemson upset Alabama, and she's like, why are they standing there?
Like,
and I was like, baby, it's a TV timeout.
Because
you know? Well, in rugby, it's just nonstop. It never stops. You
I
know?
Think that's a valid question.
It is. When they say the game is 80 minutes, it's 80 minutes, not 3 hours.
Yeah, I know. Football games are long.
Yeah, we do. So we say 60 minutes, and it's really like 3.5 hours.
No way.
Yeah, that was famous in my house. It was like, is that the 2-minute warning? So can you hold on for dinner? It's like, no, because it's going to be an hour. And sure enough, it's an hour.
It's so true.
It is so true. So what does it mean? You hate attention on you when pointing out your personal accolades. You're all about team. But this has got to be a good feeling, Tim.
Well, it's humbling, but it really is. Whenever you get an individual award like this, and it's not trying to be humble, it really is because of all the support, right. The amazing players, the amazing coaches, the support of my parents, the support of so many people, amazing receivers and offensive line and great defense. And it really is. And I know people just say that because it's supposed to be a catchphrase, but it's true. And
especially in football.
Especially in football, it's not. There is no individual awards because it takes everybody to get it done. That's one of the reasons I feel like it's such an amazing sport is because it actually teaches teamwork. It's not just about you. The only reason that you can get 6 in the end zone is because 11 people came together for something bigger than themselves.
Wow, that's awesome. I've never thought so seriously about how important sports are until I had a son. And I was thinking about his future and how important, especially with social media and screen time and bullying, how important being outside and being a part of a team is. And I know it's done so much for your future, and it's brought you to where you are today. And there are so many kids that maybe don't have – a good home life or don't have a good structure to support them, and the only thing they have is a sport.
Oh, so many places. I just got to speak for a nonprofit 2 nights ago that is doing amazing work and helping kids get off of the street because of sports, and they're using that as an avenue to encourage, inspire, make a difference
in their
life.
Don't be a part of the gang, be a part of the team.
That's right. And it really does make a massive impact.
Yeah, I mean, it teaches you determination. I'm not a pro athlete by any means, but I love playing sports all through high school.
What'd you play?
I played field hockey, and I've got a scar to prove it. Love playing field hockey, love running track. But what I love about sports is like how unifying it can be. You know, in South Africa, we have a national team, which is something that I miss a little bit in the United States. You know, when the whole country only really gets to rally behind one team, like for the Olympics, because football is every state is kind of a little bit different. But you know, sports can be so unifying.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, think about what it just was for the Springboks in South Africa. They just won the World Cup 2 weeks ago.
A month ago.
They did a movie when you guys first won the World Cup. Mandela was
Invictus.
President. I saw the Invictus was unbelievable.
It was. It's still that way. And to be able to, you know, just have everyone rally behind the same cause, behind the same team. And
because it gives people something that is bigger than themselves that they can unify around. And so some of the other things that divide us aren't as important as the things that unite us
because
we have one vision, one common goal, and we rally to that.
So you're holding a soccer ball in your hands. And with me, soccer, I've played since I was 5.
Yes.
And the one of the things I give credit for in retrospect, like I was one of the few Americans playing. Like in our town was, but when I went to college and was playing, I was one of 3 Americans on the team, 4 years. We could different guy, 25-year-old Israeli fighter pilots. You don't have any racism because, oh, he's from Somalia, he's probably going to be a forward. He's from Greece, he's probably going to be an outside back. We have a guy from Ecuador, he's going to have great ball control. We never thought of, we just thought about the characteristics of the game. You talk about getting over race and all this thing. You play sports, you don't care what's going on.
No doubt. Do you know many places that I have been around the world where you drop this in a street, you drop this in a field, you drop this even in an empty hallway, and all of a sudden you get people unified and they start playing and kicking a soccer ball, and it's incredible. And I think that's one of the reasons I never got the chance to really play or understand the game a lot growing up.
You would have been great.
I'm sure very good.
it is so unifying. I've seen it in so many places. One of the areas we get to serve, they're using this game to help bring kids from gangs into playing this game of soccer. And it really is changing so many lives.
Wow, you do so many positive things. Both.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. As we analyze the 2024 election cycle, make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts, and leave me a rating and review.
You won your Heisman as a sophomore?
Yes, sir.
That's the first time I met you. You had a cast on your arm.
I did. That's
you had
right.
a cast
That's
on your right. arm, and you came in, and I go, this guy looks so young. You still
I
look
was.
Very young.
I was like, 19.
Yeah. You came in and like, but you had such composure about you. Always, you were very good with public speaking. Did you work on that?
Well, I wouldn't say I necessarily wanted to, but I am so grateful. My parents always put me in places to try to communicate, science fairs and history fairs and church plays and testimonies at church and so many places. And
you grew up in the mission field.
Yeah, and we grew up overseas and we had the chance to speak and share in those places. And I'm so grateful because you're so nervous to be able to communicate. But one of the things that my dad told me that I'll really never forget is, Timmy, why do you feel like you're so nervous? And I would say, because I want to do a good job. And he would say, okay, that makes sense. But do you feel like you have something to share? You know, this is when we're getting to share our faith, to get to talk about Jesus. Do you know him? Yeah, Dad, I know him. Do you believe that that's a great message to share? Yeah, Dad, it is. So, Timmy, why wouldn't you? Is it because you don't want to help other people, or are you too nervous about how you come across? And it changed my mindset. And it's just
not about me.
It's not about me.
It's about the message.
But when you, so many times we are, it's how I look, how I come across, versus this amazing message we get to share of free grace.
Yeah. Well, I think raising a child is a little bit nature, but it's a little nurture, but it's also a lot of nature as well. So it's a testament to both
her
you
kid's
and your
name
parents.
Is Brock. If that's not a quarterback, I don't know who is. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Wait,
know
how much time do we have? Can I ask one more question?
Real quick. Yeah.
Okay. So my husband's a big...
I answered for him. Yeah.
I also want to know what it was like growing up in South Africa. I hope I have time for two. But my husband's a big Michigan fan. Okay. Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, it's the big game, right? It's so exciting. I wish they didn't play it at noon, though.
Like, why? Noon games are great. Oh, you want the night game?
Yeah.
I want to get the pain over with because it's so nerve-wracking, even just to watch for me because he, like, rides the highs and lows so much. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah. I mean, wait, if you were with us on Saturday night when we're watching Florida State, we'd be the same way. That's why we need help trying to find perspective through the game. Yeah. I think it's so exciting. I think it's great for college football. Yeah. Rally so many people together. I'm excited for the game.
We'll see.
It's crazy because, you know, all the Harbaugh stuff and everything that we're still trying to kind of wait to find out what actually everything means. I haven't, you know,
heard signals.
I heard the latest and everything, but it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
I do think that Ohio State's going to be very ticked off for the last couple of years. And so I think both teams have a big edge to play for.
Tim Tebow, Demi.
Yes, let's go. Yes.
Demi Tebow.
Nailed it.
All right. I look forward to seeing you in Pontevedra. If you want to come over and you need a place to stay and hang out if you're not at the club, I know you don't come from that part of town.
Hopefully
when we're on a flight, you'll recognize us. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. WOKV is our big fan. They're the local station in the area. Thanks so much for coming by, Carl.
Thank you.
All right.
This was fun.
All right. Thanks, WOKV.
Right. You don't even need me. All you need is you three.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.